B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 11 a.m. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We are at Beasley Media Group Station. Our 11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. Hanging out on a Friday. First game tips off 2:30 this afternoon, and then it all goes. I read you that schedule, Andrew. That is not a fun schedule of, you know, we went from starving, right? I'm watching German soccer just to feel like I'm watching a game. We go from EPL, well, German soccer to EPL to finally full onslaught of games. It's finally a great sports weekend. We think about this. You got whatever baseball is going to be played. There's still going to be games. So we'll have some baseball this weekend. You have a major golf tournament this weekend. And now you add into the mix all this basketball, like throughout the afternoon and night, and all this hockey afternoon and night. I love the day games, man.
Yeah, and here's the thing. The best part, because it's the bubble and because of everything that went on, it's pretty much very good products all around. Because it's the top nine teams from the Eastern Conference. You don't have those bottom dwellers. Obviously, still teams like Brooklyn, they're going to look like a mess because a lot of their players opted out. The Magic aren't that great. The Wizards aren't that great. But for the most part, it's the best product in the sport because those are the teams that qualified for the bubble. Same with the NHL. So it's not like you're getting these dog bleep games, too. You're getting, for the most part, really good games over the next couple of weeks before the playoffs start.
You know, you are. And you know what's exciting? Let me take the NHL for a second. And like you and I are very similar in that we love...
We're geeks?
Yes, we love watching any games, right? So this is what the future of sports should be. Instead of using all your games at the same start times at night, have them during the day, right? So you can have them throughout the day, and it feels almost like a holiday. This is the NHL schedule every day. You ready? Noon.
Yes.
2:30, 4 o'clock, 6:30, 8 o'clock, 10:30.
That's amazing.
Every night during the week, that's the schedule.
We'll be watching games during the show.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Which I love.
Yes.
And all the games are on TV. NBC Sports Network is giving you all the hockey games.
Yeah, smart.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. Because it's hockey's on all day long.
And this is why baseball's dumb, because I'm trying to watch all these games. Oh, no, league pass needed.
They're stupid.
So now I got to find,
they,
you know, avenues.
They are so stupid. And by the way, they're dumb in that they don't play day games. Well, how come you're a baseball, and they haven't played a lot of day games?
Yep. Well, I was thinking the other day. All right, so the Blue Jays, the field's not ready because of the lights. Why don't you just play 3 day games?
Somebody got to tell Major League Baseball that it still is light today. Like you can still, it's still late at, like, 8 o'clock.
But play at 1 o'clock. Play at noon. If you're concerned that it's going to be this 5 hour, 6 hour game.
Well, that's my point. Is you need to play day games.
So I don't, yeah, you're right.
You need to play. You should stagger the games. How dumb. Major League Baseball couldn't be more dumb.
Yes.
Because how do you get people interested in your games, your
sports?
Well,
think about this. They're going to be 3:40 is normally the first pitch of the day, right? You're going to have hockey at noon?
I forgot all. I got news for you. Baseball should go away. You know why? Because no one's going to care. They're going to forget about it.
Yep.
When you're playing... That's your hockey schedule, right? From noon till 2 in the morning, you're going to get hockey. Here's your NBA schedule.
2:30.
They start at 1:30.
1:30.
All right? Which is brilliant. 4 o'clock. And meanwhile, all these games are on TV, too. So you got 1:30, 4 o'clock, 6:30, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. I mean... Is that not genius? Look at this on Tuesday, 1:30, 2:30, 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 6:30, 9 o'clock. These are games. Stagger your start time.
Meanwhile, Major League Baseball is like, you can watch our game at 4 on League Pass.
And it's baseball, right, where you're supposed to be during the day. So now, NBA and NHL are, you can watch it on cable. You can watch every game all day long. So if you're a hockey and basketball fan, you're set. And if you're like us, you're going back and forth, boom, 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 all night long. Baseball is the dumbest. The people that run that sport are the dumbest people on the planet.
I agree.
To oversee that kind of, to have that kind of power and just be wrong in everything they do. It's amazing.
It's crazy. A guy like Gary Bettman, who's gotten a lot of heat over the years as the NHL commissioner, he's got to be in a lot of good graces now, right?
Oh, he's done a genius.
He's done a fantastic job.
The NHL, they were smart because they were toying with Vegas, remember?
Yep.
And Chicago, they went, nah, we're going to Canada. They've handled the virus better. Edmonton, Toronto, here's our bubble cities. And you don't hear Pete. The players play. You don't hear anything. Nobody cries. Right? Not like baseball. All they do is cry. And they're the most, and they're, and NBA, NHL, they're playing. Let's go to Damon in West Philly. Dame, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
And happy Friday, my brother.
Oh, happy Friday, Dame.
Andrew, listening to you guys, aside from your baseball rant, which is justified, by the way, you guys sound like two kids who just opened up their Christmas presents and on the phone like, yo, I got the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip. I got the Nintendo. Like, yo, this is fact, baby.
The G.I. Joes. That's beautiful.
I love it, man. So, real quick on baseball, you're right. They don't get, first of all, and by the way, you guys, I know you mentioned the soccer. You and Andrew watch Korean baseball. I had an appetizer of it. So don't forget, you were watching that as well.
I forgot about the KBO. Yeah, I lost track of the dinos.
I was watching this morning.
Yeah, I got out too, cuz. I just had an appetizer of it. But,
yeah.
But baseball, man, like, you're right. It's day games. Like, you, first of all, I didn't even know you had the league pass. Come on, it's a corona. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's a pandemic. People need the sport. Right? And you got a chance. Wow. Shame on them, bro. Shame on them, man. But
it makes no sense, right?
None.
Think about it, Dame. You know, I gave you the schedules for the NHL and the NBA. We'll have games all day long.
I'm locked in,
For August. Why? And baseball comes back, and the ultimate sport to play during the day, and they don't do it.
No, and then you're losing the generation because you still got, you know, those older guys that love baseball. They're sitting around. They need that. You want to sit around?
Like, get pro ball game on at noon. Every day they should play from noon until 10:30, yep. Right, from the West Coast. Yep. Every day.
Every day, man.
They're so stupid. It's unbelievable to me.
But last night, cuz, what an introduction. The Jazz, Pelicans, the Lakers, and the Clippers, man. What two great games. And it's funny because Kenny Smith touched upon it last night. He said, you know, I know the fans aren't there, and it may be hard for Kevin and Reggie and those guys, but for us, it appeared to be the same, and it did. Shout out to the NBA with the ambiance that they put out there, man, and how they have the players sitting. Like, it's almost as if they're part of the crowd.
Yeah,
you know?
It's
great, man. It's great. But so, the Sixers, what I saw last night, I'm excited because I'm looking. Actually, I don't want to get too hyped, but I think if they continue to play the defense the way they did during those exhibition games, they're going to be a problem. But here's what I need with a big fella to step in. I saw something with Anthony Davis last night, you know, and I think they're just as good. Got to the line 17 times. I need the big fella to get to the line at least one.
Yeah.
At least, bare minimum.
Yeah.
Because what that does is it makes a difference for everybody. Now you're opening up those lanes for Josh to hit one, for Tobias to hit one, because they're going to collapse. They can't stop you, big fella, please. I'm not saying don't take the threes. I'm cool with that. And I'm not putting it all on him, but he's an integral part of this situation. I need that from him consistently, period, point blank. And that defense, I'm excited, man. I just got to just, you know, we just got to get there.
You're built to play that way. And you heard Chris. The one good thing when we had Chris Eck on is he talked about Embiid. He went, nah, he's ready. He's ready to go. So that's almost like you're unleashing Embiid, you know?
Yes. And so we do that, man. It's going to be great. I'm in on the Flyers. Can't wait to Sunday. And, hey, man, it's back, man. Andrew, happy Friday, my brother. Please play the song.
There it is. Thank you, Dave.
A two-hand jam.
Oh, it's good to get that back.
Well, it is. And by the way, so on the Jets board, Chase Cake Dom's boy Carl wants over 5 on the song. You think we'll get over 5 requests for the day?
Yeah, I mean, we're already at 3.
Well, does it really count that I requested it? That doesn't really count.
It count. You're the half.
All right. I'm the half.
So
I'll be the half.
When it's at 4.5, we just need one more.
I'll be the half. You got it.
It'll stop the push.
Yes. You got it. Frank in Westchester. Frankie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
My man.
What's up, Frankie?
Happy days are here. Go on. What's up? Hello. Hello. Hey, this sports schedule's outrageous. I mean, oof, I'll be working on my neon tan, you know? Hey.
It's the truth. All day. How great is that? The only thing better if we can all be on the beach while we're watching these games on the tablet.
Know.
Nothing better than watching hockey with your feet in the sand.
Yeah. Talking about bizarro world. Hey, I was doing beers with Fish yesterday. He was telling me when you guys went out to the Dodgers that playoff game.
Oh, Fish from Baby Blues.
Yeah.
That's my man. Yes, we did. Yeah, we were at the Phillies Dodgers.
Yeah.
Playoffs, back in the day.
We're Westchester. Shout out to Saloon 151. You'll like that place.
Good nice.
Bar. So, all right, I wanted to talk Sixers, but this baseball got me babied. You know, shut up, guy. I got Klintak, McPhail, Phillies bullpen, Manfred, and the Baxter. They're trying to get out.
They need to stay. All of them need to stay in the Baxter.
Now you just can't leave.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about the Sixers. And you spoke to that, I'm sorry, I don't remember his name, the Sixers reporter the other day. He made a good point. Like, I wanted Matisse in the start, but he said Shake opens up the floor for Ben, which makes sense.
Yeah, we're talking to Keith Pompey.
From the
Inquirer. That's okay. He talked about Brett likes shooters, and you know, I think he's looking to kind of spread space the floor a little bit. I like defense, and I still think.
So do I.
If it's me, I have Matisse in the starting lineup. That's now the only thing I would worry about Matisse in the starting lineup. To Brett's point and Keith's point is the early fouls. Like, I don't want to lose them to 2 stupid fouls early.
Yes, I concur. My concern, I just don't want Brett to put the square peg in the round hole, you know, with the Euro ball. And Joe, he's a wild card. I don't know. I just hope he has the mindset, the premeditated mindset to dominate because he can, you know?
Yeah, he can. He's right. I agree with you. I think he will. I do. Okay. I think he will. I now, again, it's probably hopeful thinking, but listening to what Chris said, and I think he's going to come out and with everybody there. See, this is one of the reasons I really like them is I think they came back with a right mentality, but I also think with all those teams together, that that lends itself for Embiid. Embiid is like, oh, everybody's here. I want to show them all. He knows that all these games are on TV. He wants to be the big man in the bubble.
That's a good point. It's showtime.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right.
Big BMOB. You know what I'm saying?
BYOB. That's what I know.
There you go. I'll toast you at 5 o'clock. Happy hour to you, my brother. Thank you, Frankie. Appreciate it, brother. No, but you get my point as to why I think Embiid is going to flex. He wants to be big man on the bubble.
Yeah, and, you know, he's been talking smack again recently. I saw, you know, one clip from him where he was saying, I like barking in people's faces and letting them know that they suck and that I'm the best. And it's like, all right, Joe, I've heard this 50 times. Let's see it.
Do you have that cut?
No, it was like in a little blurb or something. But yeah, he just likes saying how people suck and how he's the best. And it's like, okay.
So I like to say you suck.
Yes. Come on, Joe.
Barlow. Like,
there is a lot of talk.
Barlow, Chevalier.
There is a lot of talk from Joel Embiid. Let's see it.
Yeah,
I'm tired of the talk. I want to see it.
I get you. You're right. And I think he will.
Yeah, I think so too. As long as there's no gastroenteritis.
Big man in the bubble.
There's no tears because he's not having fun.
I'm sure
he had a lot of fun. You were able to go out and fish.
Yeah.
I think everybody had fun in the bubble. So let's go. Now have some fun on the court.
Yeah. I agree. I think you're dead right about that. I really do. I just think they're situated in that case, or in that sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right.
Let's see it.
Brenton, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What do you say, Brent?
What's up, cuz?
How you doing, my brother?
What's up, Chucka-Chucka-Chucka-Tunis? What's going on? But, so hear me out. I want to talk about the Phillies, man, and I want to talk about baseball with you, cuz. Is that cool?
Yeah, anything's cool, yeah.
I'm not about calling people out or whatever, but so I'll use like some alias names. I want Andy McFart and Matt Tic Tac and Rob Manfart all kind of gone, to be honest, and out of their positions because I'm about done with baseball, to be honest with you. I'm so hyped for all these other sports to come back and stuff this weekend, and the baseball thing kind of hits home. It's like, the fact I honestly think the bet, like, what's going to save baseball is them not playing baseball, because everybody running it is just making it into kind of a mockery, and it's so disorganized. It's not healthy now. Like, literally, it's not healthy. It the game's not healthy. The people aren't healthy, and the people aren't running it aren't healthy. So that's my opinion.
Yeah, no, it's not. I mean, and I don't. We talked about just something simple, like when you're planning your game, right, in start times. So there's empty stadiums. So, you know, I understand about you're having reservations of playing day games when you have fans, right? Because, you know, the business person special is tough, right? I know it's summertime, but it's tough to fill. But there's no fans. So why wouldn't the sport mandate every day, noon until 2 in the morning, baseball on television? How dumb. You watch the NBA and the NHL and what they're doing and staggering their games and putting their games on television.
The model is being laid out for them, and they're literally not looking at what's being laid out in front of them. If they televise, or they literally start playing 7-inning games, all the baseball purists, and I consider myself young, and it's like, I think, you know, I like the sacrifice bunting. I like the strategy of baseball, and I kind of got used to the DH and the NL, but I kind of liked how the NL was different than the AL, but I was okay with, all right, maybe I'm way too old for my age, but 7-inning baseball, what happens if, like, perfect games are thrown, you know? In 7 innings, like, what about that?
I agree.
Like,
I'm with you, Brent. Listen,
I think they're ruining the game. I don't think shortening. I mean, the best way to shorten the game is to not play at all. So I guess they finally figured that out.
Yeah, I hate it. I think it's dumb, and everything they do is dumb. and it's pissing me off because they're ruining the game. but we got NHL, NBA, my brother. So enjoy that,
yeah,
Brent.
Tune is play the horn and the song. Let me get both.
Oh, he got both. Yes. Look at the mixologist. Tune is the mixologist. That's it? That's all you got?
Yeah, just give me a headache.
Come on, bro. Supposed to be a DJ.
No, this is my DJ.
Wow. It's 11:22, not 11:10, but yeah. We got the Eagles coming up, the Super Bowl. That's going to be a lot of fun. That's an hour. Let's talk about the uncles, Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul. See, they should be running baseball. Uncle Greg should be running baseball. He should be the commissioner. He would have, because he's a sensible. See, both Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul are sensible guys. They're intelligent. They know how to run a business. They've been down at the Airport Auto Mall for three generations at Family Crusher Dodging Ram. They're smart, right? They know that the customer rules. All right, so they're the biggest Jeep dealers. They're around. They're, you name it. So it's summertime, and all right, pandemic. All the stuff going on, let's go. Let's make some deals. And they're out there, and they got incredible deals going on at Family Crusher Dodge Jeep Ram. It's the summer clearance event, so they're like, all right, let's get people some cars, and let's get some movement going on. And the beauty is that when it comes to financing, nobody does it better. They've been around for three generations, like I said, so they've seen everything. They'll get the deal done for you. And if you're like a little squeamish about coming out to the dealership, don't worry about it. They'll deliver your new vehicle right at home. They have a virtual showroom right online. Go to familyautos.com and they'll deliver it right to your driveway like it's a pizza. The new Jeep or the new Ram, whatever your choice is. But check them out. And you'll love them. They're smart, but they're actually more, even as smart as they are, they're loving and embracing. So trust me. Just remember, at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're more than a customer, you're family. Again, familyautos.com online and see the uncles for details.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Get excited!
All right. 1 hour from now, Super Bowl playback.
Yeah!
That's going to be a blast. Get ready to relive it. Where were you?
Take your lunch later today. Because there's a lot here.
Yeah, it's...
This is a must stick around and
listen. Yeah, it's
going to
be awesome.
Actually, this is the first time ever I've needed help. So shout out to Dylan McKinnon, who's helping out today.
Nice. Good job, Dylan.
The D-Train.
Yeah, the D-Train. Man, you know what the one thing, it's funny because we were talking about the restart, right? And... You know, getting all excited and doing the whole thing for the restart. Like, all right. And it's finally here after all these, you know, months of waiting. And the Gabe, remember Gabriel? Our friend Gabriel?
Yes, of course.
Reminds me, he goes, remember, dude, the plan was to be in Wildwood with the big screen TV,
yep.
Toes in the sand. I would love if somehow we could make that happen. One time this summer. I would love to do that. Social distance on the beach and just go down there. And I know it's a little dicey because, you know, people that have caught the virus are kind of I know there's some, there's a party in Cape May. So, you know, I know you got to be careful, but if there was, if there's any way, if we could do it the right way and spend an afternoon watching a game, toes in the sand, Tunis, that would be fabulous.
Yeah, I'm definitely in on that. But, you know, I got to give credit. This isn't in the sand, but it's at least on the pitch. The Union have been doing watch parties at Talon Energy Stadium.
Yes.
And people have been sitting, again, socially distancing with their beach chairs or whatever kind of chair you want, camping chair. And they're watching it on the Fanavision, the big board.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
I know you don't want to go into Citizens Bank Park right now, but if you're the Sixers or you're the Flyers and you go, hey, Phils, you're not playing anyway.
Yeah, no. I'll be honest with you.
You don't want to go in there.
I don't want to go anywhere near that place.
I don't blame you.
I want to drive by it and just go like, make the cross. Like it's a vampire.
Are you going to bring some garlic?
Garlic is the vampire does not like the garlic.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm about to be like, yeah, Citizens Bank Park. I'll see you next year, man. Scrub that thing down. All right.
Fumigate it.
Yeah, man. Drop the bombs in there, the fumigate bombs.
Put the big tarp over the entire stadium.
It's a shame with the Marlins destroyed us.
Yes.
I hate that Marlins team more than anybody. How many times I tell you how much I hate the Marlins? Right? I hate when they play them. It's sleepy. I just hate them. I hate the Marlins. They should not exist. They sell off their players, the whole thing. But because of MLB's greed, they stuck a franchise down there where nobody cares about it.
I thought greed is good.
Not when it comes to the MLB. And it's that franchise that ruined us. The Phillies may never play again this season. They might be done.
There's a strong chance.
And all because of the stinking Marlins, who are still in town because they're quarantining at a 5-star hotel.
It must be nice.
On Broad Street.
They're quarantining at the Ritz. Nice.
How about those rooms? Talk about fumigating the rooms.
Uh-huh.
That whole room. Like, damn, what do you do? Like, you know what it is. If you're spending your whole day locked up in a hotel room, you're all over the room.
You're just breathing.
Everything. You want to be those people coming in, Anthony? You talk about wearing an astronaut hazmat suit.
I knew I never liked Derek Jeter. Hate him even more now.
I hate them. And if you just missed it, the Cardinals have a couple cases of coronavirus. Stick a fork in St. Louis. Their game with Milwaukee's done. They're not going to play. You know what's amazing? They announced they're going to postpone tonight's game. You think the Brewers are going to play tomorrow?
So the Brewers are actually working out in the stadium. So they're preparing to still play, but it's in Milwaukee. So they're still working and
But St. Louis is not going to play,
right?
You can't bring that infected bunch in. Tonight, they're not playing. Their weekend's done. God, this whole thing's a disaster. Let's go back in the bubble. The bubble's the best. Tyler in Allentown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ty.
Hey, what's up, cuz?
What's going on, Ty?
So, it's funny because I work in two different industries, and in the second one, we sell games. And we've been looking at sales, and I pointed out to one of my coworkers, man, this basketball bubble thing is helping the sales of the NBA games a ton.
Wow.
The popularity of basketball is going up, and we were actually having a conversation this time last year about basketball basically dying off. Like, it seemed like people weren't interested in games, and now all of a sudden it seems like there's a resurgence in basketball. And I think, like, when you look at what baseball is doing and how badly it's dying, it's just sort of one of those things where it's like, you know, I don't understand why they're even bothering to play a season at this point, because they have no bubble. They have no protection for their players. They're not protecting the people who are working in the stadium, whereas basketball is doing the complete opposite, and their popularity is shooting up. And then you have the NHL, which was smart enough and did two bubble cities, and they're playing, and that popularity of them going up too. So So I think before the NFL starts their season, they're going to have to take a hard look at what the NBA and what the NHL are doing and go, you know, maybe we need to think about doing something like that.
I know it's difficult, and I get it, but I agree with you. I think the only way you can play is in a bubble situation. Can I ask you, Ty, what games do you guys manufacture?
So I work for a studio that works for a couple of different publishers, and one of them happens to be Take-Two.
Wow.
So Take-Two, you know, they produce all those, the NBA The Game and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, they make all of the basketball and baseball and all those licensed games. So, you know, we're seeing a larger resurgence in the brands that are being, you know, popularized by the fact that they're just getting more publicity because they're doing things right. And then the games that, for the leagues that aren't doing things the correct way, they're dying off.
Wow.
And I think, you know, in a year's time, we're going to see it really reflect numbers and sales, not just for the product that they're putting on TV, but for the product that they're putting out nationally, sales-wise, everywhere else. So it's not just the bubble and people watching the games and everything that this is affecting. This is their brand that they're affecting, too. So they really, like, it needs to be a thought process of not just, you know, are we recouping this money because we're putting these games on TV, but they're also putting themselves in losses down the line for product sales and everything, too. So I just think that they're cutting off their arm despite their torso at that point.
Yes, that's a great, you're right on, man. You're right on, Tyler. Amazing. That's great stuff, brother.
So, Ant, what do you think about now that we've got these games being played in the summer? Do you think maybe that, like, the NHL or the NBA may potentially think about doing summer leagues?
I think so. Why would? Isn't it a lot more fun? Like, think about this for a second. If you're going to start, NHL starts the first weekend of October, and the NBA starts the last week of October. So you have October, November, December. Those 3 months, are you in the NBA and NHL?
No. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but those 3 months, though, you're more focused on football, right?
Yes, yeah, normally.
So to me, you start the NBA Christmas Day, and you start the NHL with the January 1st Winter Classic, and then you run both into the summer.
Absolutely. And, you know, it could potentially even be a thought process for them that now that they're doing this way, it may be advantageous for them to think about doing shorter seasons overall and just doing two seasons, doing a winter season and possibly doing a spring or a summer season and giving themselves two products to market to people and going, hey, you know, here's this half of the year, here's this half of the year. Shorten the seasons for the players so they don't have to worry about injury quite as badly and, you know, give yourself something to market on both ends of the calendar.
Yeah, you're a bright man. You should be running MLB, Tyler. You should be the commissioner. Thank you, my brother. Great phone call. Appreciate that, man. Would you be on board with that? NBA starts Christmas Day, NHL starts New Year's Day?
Yes. I think that's what it should be. I never really liked the hockey starting in like mid-October, and then there was all these weird breaks. And, you know, if you do that, though, I think you have to eliminate these overseas games. Like, where do the Flyers start?
I forgot. Prague.
Yeah, they started in Prague, and then there was this weird, like, a week off layoff because they had to get back to the time zone. I'm in on that, the Christmas Day and the New Year's Eve. Remember, there was reports initially that maybe it was going to be December 1st for NBA. No, do Christmas Day. Do Christmas Day.
So I found out those reports were, all they were was a hold.
Yeah, it was like a fluid situation.
For the month of December. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the reality is that they want to start it on Christmas Day.
Now, let me ask you something, because this was one report a few weeks ago. I remember we talked about it, but I want to know your thoughts now. Remember, there was one thought that maybe they delayed the start of the season, hoping that they can get fans in attendance for the first game. And by delay, I mean like February, March delay.
Yeah.
They can't do that, can they? I get how much gate money they make, but instead of starting December, you're starting in March?
Yeah, I think it's a possibility. I think they may do that.
But then all of a sudden you're playing into almost the winter or close. I mean, you're going to play throughout the summer. And then do you eventually move it back? Do you do a shortened off season and move it back to
it depends.
December?
I mean, are you going to? Yes, I think. Yeah, they'll have to start Christmas Day. I don't. You know, it's funny. I think it's so fluid. See, here's the thing: we don't know, and it's such a big deal. In fact, today, this morning, you know, you had Fauci and a couple of the other experts testifying before Congress on schools and what's going to happen in the fall and winter. And, you know, they paint a very bleak picture for the fall and winter. And I think that's what they're going to wait for. I think they're going to wait and see what happens and you know, how you navigate it.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. Now, the good news is that they're making real strides with a vaccine, and they're making strides on a treatment. So, you know, here's my hope, is that once we turn to 21 and, you know, we're in February and there's real strides with vaccines and treatments and everything else, that it loosens up and we're normal by the spring.
Okay. I mean, that's having a positive outlook, and I like that.
Well, no, I mean, I think it's positive, but I think it's also realistic.
Yeah, you think it's real? I mean, the smartest people are working on this vaccine.
Right, just because they have been making strides, and, you know, again, I just think we're going to have to put our head down and get through a pretty difficult fall winter.
Oh, yeah, big time. Which is why I'm concerned about football, big time.
Yeah, I mean, no, we've again. I don't even know what you do.
But are you in on if they do start in March? Let's just say they start in March. The season takes 6 months. They would be playing into September the regular season, NBA, just because of getting fans in attendance. Would you be in on that?
No, I wouldn't. I think you need to. I think Christmas Day is the day you start.
I 100% agree.
And the only way you do it in March, because you want fans, then you play 60 games.
Okay.
Right? You shorten it by 20.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, you got to be done. So we're going to be done by October?
October 13th will be game 7, if there is one.
Okay.
Of the NBA Finals.
So, in a normal season, if you started Christmas Day, when are you hoping to be done?
Basically, just add, let's round up 2 months. So instead of it ending in early July, which is when the NBA Finals normally finish, right? It's July.
So, well, the NBA Finals is in late June.
So late June. So add 2 months.
You're talking about the middle of September,
yeah.
Basically. Depending on how you structure it.
Right.
Right?
And then you're back at Christmas. Yeah, that works. But the fans thing, I wonder, you know, there was a report that the Miami Heat are planning to have fans in attendance next year. Like, come on.
Yeah, I don't know what you do there. But here's the thing, I think it's interesting. So you could plan for, which what I think would be really cool, to have the finals end on Labor Day, like that week of Labor Day, right? So you would have two finals games, a Saturday and a Monday of Labor Day weekend.
I'm in on that.
Right?
Yeah, and that leads up to football season.
Yeah.
In a normal calendar.
Right. And if Stanley Cup, you have the same thing. I mean, basically, it might be a little bit earlier, a little soon, but if you're starting the season January 1, You're running basically the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it'll be interesting, and I wonder.
You know, these calendars that are malleable. Now, what did you think about Tyler's idea, which I thought was really kind of interesting, in shortening at least the 82 games, but having almost a first half and a second half.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that kind of what they were thinking about with that tournament?
Yeah.
Remember they were going to do the mid-season tournament? Yeah. So you kind of take that idea with the mid-season tournament where you shorten the season by a little bit, and like you said, first half, second half. I guess you just do what, an extended All-Star break?
Yeah.
So instead of a week, it's 2 weeks, right? The All-Star break begins on Monday. The festivities happen Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
And then you're not back until the following Sunday, something like that. Yeah, that would work.
Yeah,
I said, it's all really a fluid situation at this point.
I'm with you. I'm with you. All right, coming up, we're gearing up for the playback of the Super Bowl. That's coming up shortly at 12:30. You want to be on. We'll start the conversation. If you remember where you were that day, tell us. Let's talk about what you want. NBA for the Sixers threshold, Flyers threshold in the NHL tournament. I'm curious. Put those polls out, Andrew. I'll give you a little update with injuries and such for today's NBA card. Lots to get to. Don't forget, we do our pick segment at 1:30. Another good day for us, Tunis.
Yes, sir.
Hey, let me talk to you about Shaper Supply. Great, great family-owned Philadelphia-based company for almost 65 years. Shaper Supply, specializing in janitorial, cleaning, and restoration supplies. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, they know business owners are now charged with keeping their employees safe, right? Keeping their customers safe. Shaper Supply is here to help. Shapers carries a wide assortment of easy-to-use, hospital-grade disinfectants that are registered by the EPA and the CDC for use against the COVID-19 virus. They can be used on food contact surfaces. They're child and pet friendly. They require no special equipment for application. Shaper Supply, local people helping us. S-C-H-A-P-E-R-S, Shapers Supply. So attention contractors and all business owners and all custodians and janitors and all homeowners. I know I got two boys, 10 and 7, who are skeevy. Oh, my God, if I told you about what they do with the dog and somehow there's a mess on the front door. Oh, God, it's the worst. ShopShaperSupply.com. You got to purchase respirators, protective suits, foggers, electrostatic sprayers. ShopShaperSupply. That's ShaperSupply.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.